In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. Of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies and cut them off with the truth of the Lord. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Amen. Lord be with you. And let us pray. Let thy merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, that they may obtain the petitions and make them ask such things that will always please you. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, dealing with the first article, creation. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still preserves them. Also, clothing and shoes, meat and drink, house and home, wife, children, fields, cattle, and all my goods. And that he richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. That he defends me against all danger, guards and protects me from all evil. And all this purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all which it is my duty to thank and to praise, serve and obey him, this is most certainly true. So far. The Old Testament, Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 10 to 13. Wherefore David blessed the Lord and all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor comes from thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine heart is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. So far. This morning's epistle, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. Where therefore, seeing we also are compassed about by with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, always looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endeth such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto the children. Despise not thou, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, and not faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he hath received. So far the epistle lesson.
Alleluia.
And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 16, verses 1 to 9. And then Jesus said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of your stewardship, for thou mayest no longer be my steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me my stewardship. I cannot dig, and to beg I am too ashamed. I am resolved what I am going to do, that when I am put out of my stewardship, I may be received into your house. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, How much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 40. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, Make to yourselves friends of the mammon of the unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 277. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon this morning is based upon the epistle lesson, Hebrews, and I'd like to read just a couple of sentences. So let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus Christ as the author and the finisher of our faith. So far, please be seated. I'm sure that most of us, perhaps all of us, have watched the Olympic events, at least partially, and we see something very unusual at times. We see the discipline of trained athletes as their lives are focused on one goal, and that goal is to win the gold. In this morning's epistle, we discover that the Christian life is remarkably similar to going for that gold. And once again, I want to read just a portion of this morning's epistle. It starts out, "And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, always looking unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith." We are focused on receiving the prize of eternal life. That's the focus of a Christian, a prize, which God has already promised to all who by faith look to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and their salvation in heaven. The Christian life is compared to a race, a marathon. It begins with our baptism and is sustained by the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us through the Word of God and the Holy Supper, which is Christ's body and blood. And one day, by God's grace, we will cross that finish line, so to speak, when our earthly life comes to an end, because heaven is our home. Now, the writer of Hebrews tells us, "Let us run with perseverance the race that has been marked out for us." Marked out for us by who? By Almighty God. And at the end of time, Jesus assures us that those left on this earth will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and he will send forth his angels to gather his chosen people from every corner of the globe. And the race will then be finished. Heaven will be our eternal home forever and ever. But in the meantime, and there's always these in the meantime stuff, while here on earth, while we are to be disciplined runners on this one course with the final destination, the life of glory with Christ in heaven. So, an important question to ask ourselves is this: what is it that keeps us from running a disciplined Christian life, the life that we should? Well, one answer to that question is that we sometimes have our eyes fixed on the wrong goal. We're focused on a false finish line. And you know, you can be the best marathon runner, but if you misjudge the finish line, you will not win at all. And the same thing is true with us Christians. If our eyes are not focused on the right goal, we put ourselves in jeopardy of missing the prize of heavenly glory, eternal life. And it's so easy to go astray in this life today. There are so many attractive goals that compete for our attention. So now is a good time to ask, what is the goal in my life? What one focal point guides my days here on earth? Those are sobering questions. And we are directed to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, but We don't always do that, do we? It's fine to have goals in our earthly life here. Yet we must always remember that such goals must take second place in our lives to the supreme goal of running the race of faith in Jesus Christ. He has told us, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you eternal life." You see, if we exalt earthly goals to be our highest priority, we are setting up a false finish line that crosses directly into hell. And aware of the many things that could keep us from reaching our true goal as Christians, the writer of Hebrews says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easy for us to commit." And we know what those sins are. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith, moved by God's grace. And we focus our attention on that one Jesus Christ, who has already run that race for us, and he has won that race for us. Let us put our faith in him, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the one who is our Savior, extending into all of eternity. With Christ as the author and the perfecter of our faith, we have tremendous comfort. Christ is the one who has done it all for us. All for us. You see, he himself took on those enemies who are trying to keep us from that finishing race. He has conquered them for all of us. And he has written our names in the book of life, signed and sealed with his own blood. And furthermore, Jesus is also the perfecter of our faith. Literally, the one who will bring us to that finish line. He will carry us to the goal of eternal life in heaven. So may God grant each of us to say with St. Paul, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have all who have longed for his appearance." And that beats an Olympic medal any day. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here today and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Yeah. And let us pray for our communicants, but first of all, I'm sure all of us have a personal prayer that we would like to extend to the throne of God's grace. Let's pray that prayer at this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. We pray that you bless all of us as we receive your Holy Communion. Keep us all from the sacrament, keep us all from spiritual damnation. Take away from us all the spotted garment of our sinful righteousness and purchase and grant us a place at thy heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, 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 Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was to be betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ. permission to do so.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is the true blood of Christ. the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. And may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Taking it. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in true faith till life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this in Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.